This is a special presentation by the Radio Players on WSIU.
On one hand, artificial intelligence is all around us and gaining ground by the gigabyte. On the other, many walks of life are incorporating AI into their operations. Religion is not to be left behind in this avalanche of fresh tech advances. No reason we can't have a man of metal as our man of cloth. Brother Thaddeus, with his shiny metallic complexion and electric presence, seems the perfect fit for St. Matthew's, the megachurch he runs as much as a personal wealth manager's pastor. Can an android, even a state-of-the-art model, have a crisis of faith? Has he been computed with free will? Is he permitted to act on it? A modern slant on a traditional tale of pastoral greed. Let's see what kind of alloy metal and morals produce. But first, let's meet the cast of Robo Pastor.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be the narrator and congregant number two.
I'm Kevin Rathundi, and I will be Brother Thaddeus.
I'm Christopher Rathundi, and I will be Assistant Pastor Vincent.
I'm Eric Billingsley, and I will be Carl Dash Horton and members of the congregation.
I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I'll be Lillian Deneuve.
I'm Aubriana Noel Rathundi Olson, and I will be Sarah.
I'm Steve Falcone, and I will be the bishop.
Robo Pastor, a radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene 1. Megachurch doesn't begin to describe the multitudes of faithful lining in the seemingly endless rows of pews of St. Matthew's. 20,000 would not be too large a guesstimate. The figure before them is transmitted through IMAX screens, dotted about a massive hall the size of most malls. Hands raised in supplication are heavily bejeweled, praise given in dresses with price tags beyond some folks' weekly pay. This congregation was clearly willing to pay the price for passage to eternity. The luxurious decor of the chapel alone speaks to their generosity. What has brought them all here? Check any of the screens on the walls to observe the powerful figure of sleek metal alloy, the shiny cheeks and cobalt blue eyes piercing down at the assembly gathered to worship with him. This is the latest phenomenon in the sphere of religion. Brother Thaddeus, the robot pastor.
And what of your cares, I ask you? What of them? I say. Who cares? Ha, ha, ha! Who the hell cares? You're doing all right. Work damn hard for what you got. Yeah. You got yours? Let them get theirs. Who cares?
Who cares? Who cares?
Huge applause as the faithful exit, murmuring and chuckling, as the pastor clicks a pulpit donation device and speaks into an earbud.
Am I seeing the response from row 212? Seat 14 correctly?
Affirmative, BT. Deneuve, Lillian, $300.
Average?
5 clams.
Refrain from fiscal slang. It's crass.
I beg pardon.
Reposition her.
Without a cautionary missive, she's a 12-year third-tier donor.
You suggest I'm being hasty.
Well, I only meant that.
Yes, I believe you are correct, Vincent. I am being hasty. Thank you for the astuteness to see as much.
A cautionary missive?
Bring her in for a consultation.
Heart to...
Valve with the pastor?
I didn't mean that.
Come now, Vincent. Are we not capable of a little humor at our own expense? With the right touch of pastoral guidance, I do believe we might improve Lillian's spiritual stature. God willing.
Amen.
Scene 2. The lavish appointment of Brother Thaddeus's study was a bit unnerving to Lillian Deneuve, despite her wealthy background. One could get lost in the plush leather chairs, gaze endlessly at row upon row of ornate volumes and magnificent objets d'art, many of them doubtless original, all designed to intimidate. The desired effect obviously achieved on Lillian Deneuve, who shivers in her seat as Brother Thaddeus enters. Lillian begins to stand, is waved back to her chair by the pastor.
Oh, please, Lillian, we're not Catholics. I've no ring to kiss.
Stares at hand.
I do have a ring. A beauty, no?
Magnificent, brother. An emerald, is it not?
The Almighty has been kind. Through the auspices of general parishioners.
Lillian sobs.
Which I have not been as of late.
Brother Thaddeus goes to her, takes her hand in his.
Here, here, dear lady. No reason here for tears. None whatsoever.
She flinches.
Are my hands cold?
Your warmth embraces me, Pastor. Kindles a sinner's heart.
Hardly that, my dear. Stalwart a member as you've been this past decade and more. Such courage after Walter passed. So much responsibility for a widow to assume.
So gracious of you to recommend a financial guide. He's been a godsend, though the portfolio has diminished. Just a touch. Year after year. Ever so worrisome.
Of course it is. With the state of today's market. Warren Buffett, no doubt, wakes with a shiver. But perhaps not the Oracle of Omaha. A most brutal time for shareholders, nonetheless.
Lillian dabs at her eyes.
You are entirely too kind to an old shirker like me. Don't we always say excuses are for losers?
Well, I called you here today expressly to offer spiritual comfort, my primary obligation, as you might recall.
Lillian, teary-eyed.
I could never forget your unwavering kindness to myself, as well as all of your flock. You have raised my spirits on countless occasions.
This is my pledge to my congregation, one I intend to honor.
Bless me, brother.
That is not my place, Lillian. It is given to him to bless us all. My role is to help steer you through the rough waters of life. Mindful of the staggering monetary demands of our mission.
An obligation I appreciate only too well, Brother Thaddeus. All the more reason I must do my part, placing faith in the Lord above all my fears. I really could not bear to be repositioned to a deeper seat, Pastor, farther from those cobalt blue eyes.
Oh, I'd blush if I could. I, too, enjoy seeing your face brightened by worship. It would hurt me to see you repositioned to a shadier row. Oh, in fact, let's be bold. Double down with the Almighty. What say to move forward, up to second-tier donor?
The silver seats? Mm-hmm. Oh, Pastor, that'd be a dream come true. Pardon my asking, but aren't those the $1,000 seats?
Grand seating for a grand lady. A fortune for the Lord.
Pulls Lillian up and does a turn with her.
Pennies to heaven.
Releases her.
Oh, forgive me, dear. I get so exuberant for the Lord at times.
Pastor, please do not apologize. That is the first time a man's held me in his arms.
She blushes.
I haven't danced in ages. I really must do it more often. Or at all. Perhaps I shall take Charlie Decker up on his persistent offers to escort me to the club for dancing and dining.
What fun exercise.
Of course, Charlie's idea of dining is another glass of champagne, but he minds his P's and Q's with me.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
You've inspired me, Pastor. I'm going to foxtrot with Charlie and position myself in the second tier.
Does a dance step.
Waltz my way to the silver seat.
Now only if you're certain.
I am assured only that my faith will be sufficient to my means.
Beautifully said, my dear.
See you much better this Sunday.
Exits to a dance step.
How do you do it, brother?
I show them my shiny side.
Scene 3. The pastor is in his pulpit, complexion almost a shiny blue in the banks of light pouring down upon him. More than mortal, this minister comes to decipher the word of the Lord for his flock, to balance the good book of God in the black.
I come before you today to address you not as my children or even God's children, That is not what God wants. He wants you to grow into his adults. You are adults now, hopefully grown to maturity, able to take care of yourself as well as others. In fine fashion. Damn fine fashion. You've worked hard for your success. Laborers in his vineyard. He is proud of you, and I am proud of you. Be proud of yourselves.
Yes.
You are tasteful people. Your presence here proves that.
Yes.
Now I ask you to show your pride in yourselves, each and every one of you, by opening your wallet, taking out the bills that are in there, and waving them wildly over your head. I'm serious. Come now, don't be shy. Let the size of those bills tell a story of your fruitful life. You've labored hard in the vineyard. Now drink the wine. I'll start the party.
Pulls bills from his wallet and waves them over his head.
I give thanks, O Lord, for the rewards of my labor. With my gains, I salute you.
All applause. Some take bills from their wallet and wave them.
That's right. Show that dough to the Almighty. Men are back at you, Master.
More open wallets. As a loud crowd now swells.
Thank you, He hears all. Let's end with Ecclesiastes, shall we? You know the verse. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it ever after many days.
Pastor tosses his bills on the church floor. The congregation gasps, laughs, follow his lead as the sanctuary swims in denominations of large bills.
Wonderfully done, proud laborers. You have all just shown yet again your wonderful generosity. This sizable loaf of dough will go to rewire and upgrade our sound system that we might in future make an even more joyful noise unto the Lord.
Wild applause as Brother Vincent rushes in with a basket to scoop up the dough.
As you can see, Brother Vincent, the hardest working man in our order, puts every one of your hard-earned dollars for his most worthy of causes. Be sure to pat each other on the back on your way out.
Yes.
If we've left you skinned, don't look at me. I'm broke as well. Now, Vincent.
Brother Vincent looks up, dashes off as all laughs. Scene 4. Brother Thaddeus holds the hand of a beautiful young woman as they stand just inside a lavish bedroom of beveled wallpaper, a round bed under a mirror, and a small bar in arm's reach. Sarah seems stunned by the setting. She drops Brother Thaddeus's hand.
Is my hand too cold?
Sarah shakes her head no.
The decor, then, shocked you?
A little, I must confess.
Not to me, you needn't. Confession is between oneself and one's maker. I am of the belief that the Almighty sees our works and deeds, making his own judgment upon us. Those are the only ones that count.
A very urbane perspective.
Oh, I'm an urban being, right down to my nuts and bolts. Kidding. I might be nuts, but I've no bolts. Oh, a surprise, I'm certain. Two numerous members of my congregation.
Without a doubt. Have many looked for them?
Oh, aren't you the coy one, Sarah Burns?
Not at all. I'm a direct person, ever so fond of truth and its consequences.
Righteously spoken, sister. A term I use only in the spiritual sense. Such an appropriate mantra for a CFO of a fiber optics corporation.
Well, somebody has to hold the bean counters accountable.
Who better than a U of Penn MBA with a conscience?
You seem to know my background, Pastor.
It is my calling to minister to all of my congregation, a task best achieved by knowing their situations thoroughly.
And do you minister often from your own bedroom?
Only to the most deserving.
And the most pleasing to the eye?
He hath made us pleasing, Ephesians tells us. Surely for a purpose.
The purpose is quite evident. The time and place less obvious.
Is the moment not obvious?
Well, I suppose the mirror over the bed provides a hint.
Too subtle?
Sarah smiles.
Perhaps I've misjudged the moment. Shall we...
No, it's not that. This is all so surreal, filmy, like a dream.
A good dream or a nightmare?
A dream come true, mostly.
Brother Thaddeus frowns.
Mostly? I can assure you that I am an anatomically correct male. All parts functional.
Sarah blushes.
I'm sure you are. That isn't it.
What then?
Sarah takes his hand.
What am I doing here with you? I mean, who am I to you?
Who are any of us, really?
You are so special. Our giver of light. Like some kind of prophet from the future.
Who am I to argue with such beauty?
Scene 5. Brother Thaddeus stands, hands on hips, on the sanctuary floor. In black pants and t-shirt, his arms blue-black against the lighting. He nods at the music filtering down to him. He nods, gives thumbs up.
Perfect, Carl. So much improved. That screechiness is gone, and the devil take it.
Yeah, ought to be better, brother, for what you cost you. Damn near an arm and a leg.
Replaceable parts for me.
The humor is interrupted by a tall, lean man in a black suit who removes his hat and stands just beyond the light.
Do I have the pleasure of addressing Pastor Thaddeus Ball?
You do. Whom do I have the pleasure of being addressed by?
Dash Horton edges closer to the light.
I represent the Society of Christian Fundamental Belief.
Do you?
I do, for a fact, Pastor.
If I might hazard a guess, you are soliciting funds for your organization. Very well.
Starts toward his office.
Must retrieve the church checkbook.
I guess again, Pastor, or brother, or whatever it is you call yourself.
I am an ordained minister, certified by my denomination.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. So many charlatans with fake papers bullying people of faith into showering you with funds you claim are for the Lord.
You seem to know the scam pretty thoroughly.
I've uncovered enough vermin in my time to know one by its smell.
Yes. I'm getting a wicked whiff of something odious myself. Why don't you take that fetid stench and be on your way?
Not likely, whatever your real name is.
I am a minister, but happily have my congregation call me brother.
Dash Horton smirks.
They'll happily call you gone as soon as you disappear. No need to pack, just walk away. While you still can.
Brother Thaddeus's cobalt eyes flash.
You dare threaten me as the shepherd of his house?
I mean to do a lot more than threaten if you don't start walking, tin man.
Ignorance has no place here. Be gone.
Dash Horton steps into the light.
You're simply not getting the picture, Reverend. Perhaps my associates can help me clarify the matter for you.
Two large men in black suits step into the light.
Three devils dance out of the dark. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord.
Let's smash this blasphemous bucket to bolts the kingdom come.
The large men move quickly, but not fast enough. Brother Thaddeus holds up a hand that shoots a laser beam to drop a large man in his tracks. The second large man hesitates, looks to Horton for orders, and is waved on and zapped to the floor. Horton throws up his hands.
Don't shoot, I beg you. Spare me. I see now that you are a true man of God.
And you are a charlatan and a bully with thugs to do your light work. Those bozos are only stunned. Now get them and your sad carcass out of my sight.
I won't, Pastor. This was all a tragic mistake.
Yes, the mistake was yours and soon to be tragic if you do not flee immediately.
On my way, Pastor.
Tugs at large men, kicks them as they stir.
Bless you, brother, in all your works.
Men start to depart as he hurries them.
You've seen but a sample of my works. I have more.
All the men in black are gone. Brother Thaddeus to Carl.
Sorry you had to witness that, Carl.
Wouldn't have missed it for the world, Pastor.
Scene 6. Brother Thaddeus leans on one shiny arm in bed next to Sarah. Pillow talk is clearly in the air.
I am not by any means Iron Man. Gossip can grow to such great heights.
I've never known Carl to exaggerate. It's not in his nature. He calls them as he sees them.
He is a straight shooter.
You are the marksman from all accounts.
Brother Thaddeus sits up.
What would you like to know?
Did I ask for information?
Come now, Sarah. You're dying to know what makes me tick.
Sarah punches his shoulder.
Ow. I've a fair idea of what makes you tick. I'd hardly say I'm dying to know. Color me curious.
Beautiful in any hue.
Stop it. Not now. Eventually.
Fully vested, I was handpicked by the bishop for this assignment. He thought my skill set ideally suited for this very mission.
Did he specify your well-honed tools of the trade?
He admitted my aggressive nature would be most useful.
He likes that you're pushy?
Exactly.
Your salesmanship must have appealed to him.
My showmanship as well. Let's face it, the pulpit is for performers.
And you are star material. Well, that being the operative word.
I'll not cry, poor mouth, but it might shock you to learn that the overhead on this celestial palace.
May I remind you, dear heart, that I too function in the corporate world. I know the price of apples and figs these days.
Frankly, the job has its temptations.
Are you waxing ironic?
Monetary temptations. There have been several indiscretions in the past.
Wait, Pastor Welling's heart troubles?
Midas touching.
Oh, crude, but fascinating.
Disheartening is what it is. Not that I don't understand the allure, all of that glitz and gold about. Hey, I'm almost human. I monitor myself every day. Prayer is such heavenly reinforcement.
Sarah takes his hand in hers.
You just keep those strong hands out of the till, Pastor Mine.
Kisses his hands.
We've got all we need. Don't give my birthday a thought. I'm trying not to.
Away, Jezebel. Get thee behind me.
I'm trying to stay ahead of you.
Kisses his cheek.
Understand you.
Kisses his lips.
Protect you.
Brother Thaddeus jumps up.
Where are you going?
To knock over a Catholic collection basket and buy a diamond as big as the Ritz.
Scene 7. Brother Thaddeus sits across from the bishop in a truly palatial office. Traditional bound volumes of tomes of a religious nature line the walls. A massive mahogany desk separates the bishop in his rich leather chair from Brother Thaddeus in an equally plush seat on the other side of the desk. The bishop offers a brandy bottle, which Brother Thaddeus declines with a shake of the head.
Welcome as your presence is, Brother Thaddeus. I assume you've dropped by for a reason. How may I assist you?
I am of mixed minds of late, Excellency.
Is it a matter of faith?
More of value than faith, Excellency.
You're not alone, brother. I can assure you, I myself...
Who programmed me?
Pardon?
I'm concerned about the path that I have been given.
Thaddeus, you're doing a marvelous job. You are the talk of the town, the darling of the diocese. You're a dream fit for the position. Wish we had a dozen more like you.
Hand on the pastor's shoulder.
You fit the slot for a special needs congregation admirably. I don't know where we'd be without you.
Do you know where you are with me? Who made me this way? Was it you, Excellency?
I'm not at all sure I appreciate your tone, brother.
Well, I'd say we're even then, Excellency, since I don't appreciate the huckster profile that I've been loaded with.
Huckster? Do you by any chance refer to the special persona developed for you by an elite team of AI scientists?
Oh, I have no doubt of the quality of my construction. My concern is the type of temperament I've been given, the direction my drives are pointed in.
You've been installed with the exact disposition required for the task at hand. An attitude, may I say, that has proved a perfect fit.
So what you are saying, then, is that I am a perfect compilation of mechanical engineering to do a job. And that's all.
What else is there, brother?
Where's the me in the process?
Exactly where it's meant to be. A highly successful construction for the mission.
Minus my feelings in the matter.
You're entitled to no feelings in the matter. You're a business opportunity, pure and simple. A highly remunerated one, I might add.
But alas, not a human.
A fact you'd do well to remember.
How could I forget?
Well, we'll be certain to keep you mindful of your position.
Keep me in my place, you mean?
You will not make this easy, will you?
Brother Thaddeus stands up.
I am fighting for my life here.
The bishop stands up.
You have no life unless I say so.
A time span of utility, am I? With a warranty I trust.
You have gravely misplaced your trust.
My trust in many things has been shaken. I'm unsure where to place it at present.
Place it where you please, so long as your duties are performed in the proper order.
Oh, precisely to your liking, I assume?
Exactly.
After all, I have no free will.
You have no will, free or otherwise. You are a machine, completing a task you have been programmed for. That is all.
Why was I given such strong faith?
A necessary part of your skill set to function on the project at hand.
You call yourself a man of God.
I do not call. I am called. My mission is to keep this diocese in the black.
The old bottom line.
Without which, there can be no gathering to invoke higher powers.
Why'd I ever call you Excellency? What you're good at is bean counting.
Leave me at once. Return to St. Matthew's and continue to do your job or face the consequences. That is an admonition.
I want to marry. Do I need your blessing? Permission? Both?
Marry whom you will, as you wish. Keep St. Martin's in the black. All is well. Falter, the honeymoon might be over.
Ah, the talons are bared at last.
I am in sole control of your termination date.
So not a threat so much as a promise.
Take it as you will. I advise you not to ignore it.
Free will preached from a creature who has none.
Flip the script at your peril. You tempt dire consequences.
I shall pray for us both.
A wise decision.
Scene 8. Sarah and Brother Thaddeus are in bed. He kisses her hand and quietly gazes at her.
All right, out with it, mister. What's troubling you?
Is it that obvious?
I can read you like the good book, Pastor.
That's nice, I guess.
I'm kidding. Sweetheart, I haven't a clue what you're thinking.
My heart is heavy, hon.
Sarah smiles.
Is this an AI joke?
Serious gaze from the pastor.
It isn't. Tell me.
It's such a cliche.
In your case, that statement is highly doubtful.
Sarah pauses, taps finger on his lips.
Let me guess. Not a crisis of faith.
Of identity, actually.
Well, hardly surprising, love, given your origins.
I've been to the bishop.
I've never trusted that man.
Do you not? You never said.
I never thought it my place. He is your immediate superior.
Much more than that, it appears.
How so?
He engineered my construction. Well, not technically, of course. He is the overseer of my personality, emotions, ethics, and ambitions. The author of my persona.
And you were never told this?
Left in the dark, a child of the storm, with not a sign of acknowledgement from my maker.
Sarah laughs with a hand over her mouth.
Forgive me, dear, but the sad casting off of a street urchin hardly becomes you.
True enough. On the simple face of the matter, of late, I've come to question the whole reason for what I'm doing.
Have you lost faith in God?
He's lost faith in me.
You baffle me, darling.
This Sunday spectacle of bling can't be what the Lord wants from us. It just cannot.
Isn't St. Matthew's thriving?
Yeah, the coffers are spilling over. Our rich parishioners are smug in their earned pews, but is this Christianity?
You've preached it as such all this time, Thad.
And I was wrong. A path of gold is not the way to heaven. I have led the people to the golden calf.
Well, find time to tell me, Pastor. What am I going to do with all the bling I've amassed in the name of the Lord?
I think you know, my love.
Rich Christians who have now found the verse that exhorts, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord and will be repaid in full.
Aren't you the sneaky reader of verses for the poor?
Proverb 19:17. Been saving that one for the right moment.
Bring it, sister. Now is the hour.
All right, Rev. Let's light this holy candle.
There's a complication. A major one.
There often is.
The bishop does not share my latest epiphany. He does not wish for his church's focus to be on good works.
What should we be focused on, pray tell?
Business as usual. For the Lord, of course. Keep coffers brimming to reflect his glory.
The pulpit is yours at the moment. Your congregation awaits your word. This is the time to speak for the Lord instead of the bishop.
My soul belongs to God. The bishop, alas, has my bod.
Pardon?
I am a product of the diocese, an asset in the possession of the bishop, owner of my contract, with final termination date.
Good Lord!
Our first and last resort. We must beseech him.
Or her.
Gender deity of preference, to guide us in this difficult situation.
Sarah bows her head.
Let us pray.
One more matter at hand.
Really?
Very important to me, to you too, I sincerely hope.
Goodness, Thad, why all the mystery?
I told him we wanted to marry.
She is quiet.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Sarah wraps him in an embrace.
Oh, wonderful! It couldn't be better!
Kisses him, pulls away.
Wait, told him or asked him?
Sorry?
Well, did you announce our nuptials or ask the bishop's permission to wed?
A bit of both.
Elucidate, eloquent one.
I told him we were going to wed to see if he had any objections.
Well, did he?
He didn't object. He didn't seem to care at that point in the conversation. As long as the collection baskets are teeming, I might do as I please. If the contributions lag, the honeymoon is over, were his words.
That dominating dictator. Let's get married today.
What, now?
The sooner the better.
Nothing I want more.
I hear a butt coming, Pastor. Don't even claim cold feet. That's normal body temperature for you.
Brother Thaddeus takes her hands in his, kisses them.
My darling, I can't draw you into this sordid mess. It truly is dangerous. We must wait.
No, that's what we mustn't do. I love you, and I mean to fight for you every step of the way. If you want me, let's marry today.
Love of my life, I must insist that we delay our wedding until my future is clear.
Mm-mm. It's now or never, Romeo. Can you marry yourself?
I'd rather marry you.
Not the time for wit, mister.
Actually, we live in a state where self-solemnization is legal. Another term is self-uniting marriage.
So we can tie the knot ourselves?
Technically.
How about eternally? Can we declare ourselves before Sunday sermon?
You do dare.
Nothing if not bold, my love.
Sarah kisses him.
Will I get a word in edgewise?
Only if you're quick.
Scene 9. The bride and groom stand on the altar steps facing the congregation as they complete their nuptial vows. The bishop's presence in the front row does not go unnoticed by either Sarah or Brother Thaddeus.
Through all of time into eternity, we pledge ourselves to each other before the Almighty and our friends in faith.
Sarah steps forward, points to her cheek.
You may kiss the bride.
Brother Thaddeus steps forward, smiles.
I may kiss the bride.
Takes her in his arms, kisses her lips, as the congregation claps and whoops. Sarah moves off and sits.
What joy it is to share the greatest day of my life with my congregants. A blessing beyond belief.
You best believe it, Jed. You've got a high time now.
Oh, I believe it, brother. My vision has never been clearer. I'd like to share it with you, if I may.
That's what we're here for, Red.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Good, that's good. Hold on to those expensive pews. It might be a bumpy ride. Hesitant as I am to apply the term epiphany to what I've had, that is just what I've undergone. So much to get off my metal chest. Take a look at the year seat. Good, better, best. Yes. My well-intentioned friends, you're on the high road to heaven. Or are you? Mm-hmm. Do you really think that heaven can be bought? Well, do you?
Bishop shifts in his seat.
Not by a long shot, I tell you. Not a chance.
Congregant number one stands.
You telling us you've been lying to us, Pastor? After all the time and money we invested in our faith?
I'm telling you, I've been lying to myself, brother. I'm as amazed as you are by how blind I have been.
We're too blind to count all them Benjamins in the election basket.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. More the shame. As your spiritual guide, it was my job to probe the Bible for the word of God, not to overlook Matthew's caution. Again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
What? This is one hell of a time to switch Bible passages on us, Pastor.
Before the Almighty who looks down upon us all, I swear there was never any intent to mislead you. I was blinded by my own wish to achieve heaven on the wings of wealth, but money doesn't fly that high.
The bishop signals to Assistant Pastor Vincent, who scurries toward Brother Thaddeus to face the congregation.
Forgive Brother Thaddeus, he is not well.
Forgive me indeed for my love of riches, a sin I beg forgiveness of before Lord. Not for my health, for I have had my annual maintenance checkup last week and was given clearance for the next 10 years and counting.
Be that as it may, Pastor, sudden slippage is always a possibility.
Sarah stands up.
Or defamation of a good man's character? I believe that sin is called calumny.
I understand you're upset about your husband, Sarah, but I can assure you
of nothing, Vincent, but your designs on Brother Thaddeus's position.
Now that is slander, plain and simple.
Sarah, please, dear, let us pursue this discussion amicably.
That is no longer possible, my love, when men are hellbent on ruining you.
It's clear you're upset, sister, but we must keep our tone spiritual in this holy house.
This house won't be holy until the ornate thrones we perch upon are auctioned off to buy bread for the poor.
When did this epiphany strike you, Sarah? The same time as your husband? this 190-degree change in belief? Your brethren are breathless to know.
Yeah.
Well, we prayed together for the answer.
Isn't that what we've all been doing here on the Sunday, sister?
Yeah.
Praying for answers from the Almighty under the stewardship of your husband.
Let's get the focus back where it belongs, on my misguidance. I have led you astray.
On several counts, economically as well as spiritually. Time and money, Pastor. Time and money.
Are gaudy trappings that distract.
I think distraction is the operative word here, Pastor. Your sudden major change in the direction of St. Matt's is troubling to your congregation.
Yes. To all of us, Vincent, the very reason we must adjust our spiritual behavior to get right with God.
It seems to me, Pastor, that there's just one element in need of redirection.
Brother Thaddeus's cobalt eyes blaze.
Enough! I'll hear no more accusations against me in my house.
Oh. He squares off. The bishop rises.
Peace, Brother Thaddeus. You're among loving friends who seek only your well-being.
May the lie burn in your throat before the Lord.
Calls for an expulsion from the church, young lady. Security! Remove her from the premises at once.
Two men start towards Sarah. Brother Thaddeus steps in.
Touch my wife. You deal with me.
Careful, he has lasers.
This violence must cease.
Look to yourself and your stormtroopers. Excellency.
You are not well, and I forgive you.
Reaches for a control device in his hand. Brother Thaddeus sees the device.
May God forgive us all.
Punches device. Brother Thaddeus goes limp, crashes to the floor.
No!
Sarah screams.
Let us pause. Remember one who gave so much to this church and his congregation.
Security lifts Brother Thaddeus and carries him off as Sarah clings to him, sobbing, calls back.
Judith!
We must move on for the Lord. Our new pastor is a natural choice, a man who has served faithfully all these years, well prepared to assume stewardship of St. Matthew's. Brother Vincent, we welcome you as our new pastor. The experiment with our previous pastor has ended, alas, sadly. We now place our faith...
And funds?
All of our needs will be in solid hands with Vincent.
Tier seating remains?
All facets of worship at St. Matthew's will continue our spiritual progress.
Yes!
Applications for reseating may be submitted in the collection basket. Now let us pray.
You've been listening to RoboPastor, an original radio play by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This production was recorded live in the WSIU radio studios, post-production sound design by Hanice Coopwood. You can listen to all of the Radio Players' original productions online at wsiu.org/podcast/radio-players. WSIU is powered by you.